I'm Justine Jolie, sitting in for Julie Ashton because she's out in the wild somewhere. Who knows? And my guest today is Kat Von D.
Hi.
So, what's up? What's new?
Not much. We just finished filming the second season of Miami Ink, so now I'm back home in LA working, and that's about it.
Awesome. So, obviously, you live here.
Yeah, I live in LA. I love LA. I live in Hollywood.
Right on. Now, I don't know what Miami Ink is.
Okay.
So I'm so sorry. I am
okay.
Uneducated, but no. What is Miami Ink? And also for people who don't know,
sure.
Who are listening.
Miami Ink, it's a show on TLC, the Learning Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, it's a reality TV show, but it's more about tattooing. There's no game. There's no like prize at the end. There's no, it's not like Survivor or anything like that. So it's pretty cool. Anybody can watch and people come in, they get tattooed, and we do these tattoos on them, and we find out a little bit about them, you know, like the meaning behind each tattoo. So it gets pretty interesting.
Awesome. Now, what was the most interesting meaning behind the tattoo that you've done for someone?
Like, you know, people ask me that all the time, and I think it's more, I mean, I've heard it all, I've seen it all, so I'm kind of desensitized to it, but I mean, I do a lot of portraits, so I do a lot of memorials, and, you know, for people that are either celebrating something or maybe like mourning the loss of a loved one, things like that. So
Aww.
It can get pretty sensitive.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. So Miami Ink and now Hollywood Ink.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Hollywood Ink?
Actually, it's going to be called LA Ink.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
And no, it's okay. Basically, on, you know, season two, I end up leaving Miami and going back home. And so the producers, you know, approached me with the idea of doing LA Ink, and I was like stoked because I'm like, cool, I can do this but stay at home, you know, I won't be homesick. So
awesome.
I'm pretty excited. I think Los Angeles has a lot more to offer. So, you know, as far as like, you know, you have everything from like rock stars and celebrities. We have like the beach, the city, the desert, snowboarding all in one day. So
exactly.
I think it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, no, California is awesome. What was it like living in Miami?
I kind of hated it. You know, it's like, you know, the people were amazing and stuff, but I'm so spoiled by Los Angeles weather. It's like going to the East Coast, you know, the humidity factor and all that. It's
snow, except for down in Miami, you don't get any snow.
We don't get any snow, but they get hurricanes and things like that are, to me, kind of scary. So other than that.
And the tectonic plates moving aren't?
Well, it's different. I mean, you know, like it's different when, you know, your house is designed to move with an earthquake rather than, you know, the first day that I landed in Miami, it was after a hurricane happened and I just saw like houses destroyed. I mean, you know, and it's just like, I don't know how I would deal with losing like all my photos and like all my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and you think about what happened with Katrina and stuff. I mean, it's pretty scary.
Well, I grew up in Tornado Alley, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, for me, it's not necessarily, if you really want your good stuff, you always keep it in the cistern.
Yeah, I know.
I know that sounds silly, but.
Yeah, but for a California girl, you're not used to that.
Yeah. I was like, that for you must have been scary.
For sure.
And the one thing I never really like also is like, we open the windows for tornadoes because it's like an air bomb otherwise. So it explodes the windows out.
Oh,
so you always want to open them. And I always see people like boarding up the windows and stuff in Miami. And that would kind of freak me out.
Yeah, totally. It's like whatever you're not used to, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those things.
I'm like,
the fear of the unknown.
How long have you been in ink? Like, how long have you been doing tattoo artist and being, you know?
Yeah, I've been tattooing since I was 14 years old.
Wow.
So this March will be my 11th year. I'm going to be 25. So
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
quite a long career. Why did you get started in, you know?
Well, you know, hanging out with a lot of punk rock kids when I was, you know, 12 and whatever, like just seeing tattoos around me, it was something that I was definitely into because, you know, I've been drawing since I was a kid, so I kind of gravitated towards that. But once I did my first tattoo when I was 14, and I was like, man, this is it. This is what I want to do. And then I got into my first shop when I was 16 and been doing it since.
So how did you do your first tattoo at 14? Like, who, you know, did your mom go, you know, here? Yeah, like.
Oh, no, my parents, I came from a super conservative family, so it was more like, you know, this is something I want to do. And then all my friends were underage. I was underage. So they were like, cool, I'll get a tattoo, you know. So I had like all the kids in school that wanted to get tattooed, you know. But I mean, it was kind of a rough way to start out. Most people go through an apprenticeship. But,
yeah.
You know, for me, I was doing it the hard way, like always.
Well, how'd you get a hold of all the equipment?
I just had friends. I mean, when I first started tattooing when I was 14, you know, we had everything homemade and it was really crappy. But then once I got to my first shop when I was 16, I got my first, like, professional tattoo machine and kind of had to relearn a lot of things. So,
wow. What was it like transitioning from, like, you know, the homegrown?
Yeah, it was weird. It was exciting because for me, I was like, you know, it's like, as an artist, it's like if you get like a new tool or something, it's just like, hey, I want to use this, you know?
Yeah.
So when I got my first professional machine, I'm like, oh my God, this could be a lot easier. I've made it really hard on myself. So it was kind of cool.
It was awesome. Yeah. That's so cool. I'm like, I wouldn't know what to do with, honestly, like paintbrushes and stuff for me are easy, but like an actual, you know, tattooing machine.
Yeah.
Does it move a whole lot?
Well, it vibrates, but I think I'm so used to it now. It's like I've been doing it for so long. I don't even like feel it or like hear it. People are like, how do you listen to that sound all day? And I'm just like, I hear it in my sleep.
You're like, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention anymore.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. There was also something. Oh, who's your favorite artist, by the way?
Modern day, like, painters. I'd have to say, like, Michael Hussar is one of my favorites. He does a lot of, like, realism but fantasy stuff. Really amazing. I just actually bought a painting of his at his last gallery release thing. As far as the classics, obviously, you know, like the masters, like, you know, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Caravaggio.
Why?
Let's see. Caravaggio is my favorite, I'd have to say, just because it's so creepy and dark. And, like, you know, for back then, I mean, you know, doing a portrait of a severed head on a platter. I mean, that's just like.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
It's
just a lot. I think it's like, I like people who push the envelope. So
yeah. Always people who broke the rules and just had to do something different.
And that's why I'm a big Beethoven fan, you know?
So. Yeah, I love Beethoven.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorites. Actually, For Elise is my favorite song because I can actually play it on the piano.
Yeah.
One of the very few songs I can play.
That's the ringtone on my phone.
And that's the incoming call. When you call me, you hear For Elise.
Totally.
So, yeah. And I love the fact that he created it for a German princess.
Yeah.
It's so romantic.
Oh, for sure.
So why Beethoven, though, besides the fact that he was very, you know, he was very much a rebel? And
yeah, I think, you know, I mean, if you listen to Beethoven's music, it's different than a lot of the composers that were making music at the time. He was like the punk rock composer of his moment, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pushing envelopes. He was definitely doing some crazy stuff. People thought that his music was satanic back then, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, even now, if you listen to it, it's still passionate. But I think the most interesting thing about Beethoven is his life story, you know, the whole, like, hopeless romantic aspect of it. And like you said, you know, him dedicating that song to that woman, like, a lot of his music was dedicated to women. And, you know, when he died, like, he left this will for like his entire estate and all of his music and all of his money to some immortal beloved, he called her. And to this day, Beethoven theorists don't know who that is. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazingly awesome.
Yeah.
That is amazingly awesome. I didn't actually know that he left everything to his immortal beloved, but
that
also might have been just to either his music or to all of the women that he loved.
Yeah, totally. Well, he had a lot of lovers, so.
Exactly. I was about to say, man had a lot of lovers. There might be a lot of illegitimate children running around.
Yeah, totally.
And who else was your favorite composer as well?
I like a lot of the romantic composers. I love Chopin.
Chopin is one of my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of stuff. I'm not into like the frilly, like religious music, basically. I'm more into like the passionate, you know, hopeless romantic stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what do you listen to while you're tattooing?
I listen to a lot of metal. mean, basically, I take my iPod and I just put it on shuffle. So, you know, you will get Beethoven and then you'll get Slayer. So,
rad.
It's like a good mix of everything.
Yeah. What do you play in your shop?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I just put it on shuffle. You know, I want to hear like, you know.
You don't actually have like music going in the background, like, you know, some soft jazz or classical?
No,
while
I just put my iPod on. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And so who's your favorite rock band at the moment and have you met them?
Let me see.
Or metal band. I'm sorry.
Metal bands. Well, I mean, Motley Crue has to be like one of my favorites. I haven't met them, no. But, you know, I love a lot of Finnish metal. Like, a favorite band of mine is Him, and I've tattooed all members. So.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, they're hot.
Yeah, totally.
They're
but
hot.
But they're really nice guys. That's the cool part about it. You know, you meet bands. I mean, I meet celebrities and rock star types all the time, and it's like, attitude will definitely change my opinion of somebody, you know?
Yeah.
For the good and for the bad. You know, there's like certain bands that I wouldn't necessarily listen to, and then I meet them and I'm like, man, you're cool. I would love to support your band, you know?
Awesome.
And then it works the other way around. It's like, if you're an asshole, like, I'd I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, you know? Do you delete them from your, you know, iPod at that point, or do they get like axed, or you're like, no, you're
done?
They
could get axed for sure.
Yeah. I've actually met one rock star and he got axed.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? I want to know who.
Oh, dude. Now, I'm not going to tell you who.
It's cool.
I just, all I have to tell you is slipped it in a place that he shouldn't have.
Wow.
Yeah. And then to like ice the cake, he wouldn't call back or anything.
Wow.
And he's like so lame. And I was like, I just wanted to pick your brain and have an esoteric debate.
Yeah, totally.
And he looked at me as like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that's okay because I'm a little starstruck right now. So I'm dealing with it, whatever. Yeah. But like,
It's pretty. I don't get starstruck, man. I mean, that stuff doesn't work with me. You know, it's like I think sometimes, you know, people can use it and try to like be impressive and stuff to me. I'm like, man, you need some intelligence before I get impressed. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was the only time I ever have been starstruck.
Though. Yeah.
That was the first and only time it's ever happened to me. I was just like, and I couldn't believe it too. I'm like freaking out, trying to figure out how am I going to handle this? Like, honestly, like this has never happened to me before. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Who cares? But that's what you get, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And so have you had people personally request you to tattoo them?
Sure.
Like, have you flown out to, you know, locations? Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
What would that have been?
Well, I mean, I got flown to Finland by him and I've tattooed all of them. I tattooed Bam and all those guys. My Chemical Romance has, you know, paid me to come out and tattoo them on their tour bus, you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
but for the most
God.
Part, I don't like doing house calls. I'm like, hey, you got to come to me.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Where is your favorite country that you've been to since you've been everywhere?
Well, I mean, I have a soft spot in my heart for any Latin countries just because, my family's Latin and, you know, I was born in Mexico and stuff. So I love Mexico. I love Argentina. Finland, I thought was amazing. I loved Italy. But, you know, America's where it's at.
You just like getting preferred here better? Or,
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, you know, living in Los Angeles, you get spoiled. You know, you got everything here, you know. But
yeah.
I mean, traveling is a good reminder of why I live here, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's one of the things that I do. In fact, when I travel too often, I'm like, I'm going to go back to LA.
It's got exactly.
So much cool shit.
Totally.
Just because you can go snowboarding or you can, you know, go to the beach and,
or
you
the
know.
City, whatever.
Yeah. I like it, my quiet community.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live in a very, very, very quiet, nice, you know,
see,
everybody rolls around in their shopping carts because
they're
old.
I'm in the heart of Hollywood and I love that. I love, you know, come 2 a.m. you just hear all the drunken fights and, you know, and it's just, to me, I love the action. I love it. I think it's cool to be in the middle of it.
Right on. Okay, so what is the one drunken fight that you've heard that was just like, holy shit, it's like a train wreck, I can't stop watching?
Well, let's see. One time I thought Cops was being filmed outside my apartment. I mean, there was like some guy on like PCP fighting with like some hooker girlfriend, you know, crazy stuff like that. It's just funny to me.
Okay, no, you gotta tell me, like,
there was no exact details about it, but it was just like homeboy was about to jump off this building, you know? So yeah, I mean, you see it all. It's Hollywood, you know?
I'm like, well, since I don't live in Hollywood, I don't know. Again, I live in like this quiet sheltered community, so
yeah. But I mean, what you see in the movies is pretty close to reality, I think.
Really?
Yeah, you see it all.
The only thing I've seen that's really interesting is West Hollywood at about 6 o'clock in the morning when all the tranny hookers are getting off work. And you're like, and you see them walking down the street, and I'll never forget this one was just walking down and beautiful ass, beautiful. I'm like, damn, that's a hot girl.
Damn, she must work out.
And then, of course, I get around the corner and I'm like, oh, that wasn't a woman.
Yeah,
not
totally.
At all.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Some of those lady boys can be pretty, pretty hot.
Yeah. And you have a fabulous sense of style, by the way. I was going to ask you, where did you get your coat? That is awesome.
Lamb.
Lamb?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Where is, I've never.
It's Gwen Stefani's fashion line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm like, I didn't
it's
know.
It's cool. Yeah. She has a pretty cool, like, sense of fashion, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not that
funky
a big
style.
Fan of the music, but I think she has rad style.
Yeah, I agree with
the
rad style. I'm not, and I'm also agreeing with the music. Not
yeah.
So like, have you ever heard of Mara Hoffman?
Mm-mm.
Oh, she does some like great, comfortable, but still very fashionable. It's very similar to this. That's why I was asking.
Nice, yeah. Like, this is like my hungover coat.
You're hungover? Oh, what did you do last night?
Oh, man, it's the rainbow. It gets me every time. It's like one of my favorite bars in Hollywood, but.
Nice. And what'd you do?
Or
who didn't you do that night?
No, you know, it's so funny. I just finished tattooing pro skater Mike Vallely, and we ended up getting some drinks, and it's just those tequila shots, man. They always get me.
How many did you have?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, but I could I could put a dent in a bottle, that's for sure.
Nice. Any body shots?
No.
No?
No. I know.
Damn. Do you eat sugar as well? Do you have any dietary restrictions? Do you like chocolate? I know it's an odd question.
Oh, no. You know what? I eat whatever. I'm just not a fan of fish, but I'm down for chocolate. Yeah, what you got there?
Chocolate. It's a Galaxy Ripple bar. Nice. And these are so awesome. And they were shipped directly from England. So,
really?
Yeah, my friend in London sent me some, and they are just the best ever. I'm like obsessed with them. So
pretty
he sent
amazing.
Me a whole case. Yeah. Mike, and I thought I'd give you one just
thank
for coming
you.
On today,
well,
being so
you.
Sweet and putting up with me. And you also have merchandise. What kind of merchandise?
Right now, you know, we came out with like, you know, the typical, you know, T-shirts, hoodies, things like that. We got belts, belt buckles, shot glasses, calendars.
Nice.
Posters.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what are the posters of exactly?
It's just a picture of me, basically, and it has
nice.
a little bit of my artwork on it. So, yeah.
How many tattoos do you have? Are you sleeved? I noticed the beautiful stars. And
yeah.
Did you do these all yourself, by the
no,
way?
No.
Okay.
No, I used to tattoo myself when I was a kid, but not anymore. yeah, I'm pretty much covered.
Really?
All over, yeah. I mean, there's a few spots that I have left, but I'm pretty much covered.
Are you going to finish covering up those spots?
I think so. I think I'm going to just stay away from, like, my chest, and that's it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It'd be a good place to, yeah. I agree.
I love boobs. I couldn't imagine ruining them. Or like, you know, like...
Marring them. Well, I can tell you love boobs because yours are almost hanging out. It's
sorry.
Covered by your... No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm like, please don't... Yeah, I'm like, please don't be offended. I was staring and admiring.
Thanks.
In a good way.
You're funny.
I'm like, yeah. So the merchandise, what did you do to come up with the logo and what logo is it?
You know, we came up with like about over 20 different designs. So it was kind of like I didn't want to do the typical Ed Hardy stuff. I wanted to kind of like put a little bit of my twist on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We did like tons of basically tattoo influenced designs. You know, there wasn't like a set logo. It was just more like, hey, this is Kat Von D. This is what she's about, you know, and we just put it out on, you know, different apparel, so it's cool.
Do you have a website for that?
Yeah, if you go to www.katvondi.net.
Oh, nice, and yep. That's where you can find all the merchandise.
Yep.
Good, because I will be going there later.
Yay.
I noticed one of the shirts, so I was just like...
Yeah.
And so, what is your website? Is it
it's katvondi.net. Uh-huh.
And that's it just for everything, including
yep.
contacting you to,
yep, it'll
you know.
Yep, it'll give my tour dates. It has my online portfolio. It even has a party photo section. So if you've partied with me, you're probably in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, what made you come up with the partying thing? Because I love party shots. I think that's
yeah.
actually the coolest thing ever.
Well, you know, it's like I feel like I want to stay connected to people. And I wanted to like, you know, share with people like, what I do, you know, I love partying. I love going out, hanging out with friends, meeting new people. So it was kind of, I didn't want it to be like this boring, like, you know, trying to be sophisticated, you know, like, you know, artsy webpage. I wanted to be like, hey, you know, this is what I'm all about, you know?
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So,
right on.
And I do so much traveling that it's like, you know, I take my camera wherever I go. So,
right on. And traveling for what though? Obviously, you're tattooing all over the world. So,
yeah.
What does that entail exactly? Because for somebody who doesn't know,
sure. I mean, there's international tattoo conventions, there's national conventions. I mean, I do a lot of the tattoo shows and I'll do appearances, but I mean, sometimes I just travel for fun, you know? I mean,
right on.
Yeah.
What are tattoo shows, though?
I'm
not
like,
even sure.
It's basically, it's like if you go to a tattoo convention, like they would have booths and you would have like maybe 120 of like the top tattoo artists in the world. And then you could go around, look at everybody's book. And if you want to get tattooed by them, you can. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, they have competitions and all that
really?
Stuff. So, yeah.
That is awesome. I'm like, damn,
mm-hmm.
that is way, way cool. I've never even heard of tattoo conventions.
Yeah.
That should be.
Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty fun.
What's one of your favorite tattoos that you have on your body?
I have a portrait of my dad on my like right arm, and I think that's my favorite, you know, because he's my hero. So, you know, anytime I'm, you know, sad or whatever, I'm totally sounding cheesy, but, you know, I could look down at my arm and be like, hey, there's my pops.
Yeah,
know?
No, that's actually, it's not sad and cheesy, not at all.
Well,
that is
know.
The most awesome thing ever. It really is.
Totally.
Yeah, I keep my dad's hat, actually.
Oh, really?
With me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep my dad's hat with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
No, that's gay. But still. So is that the only tattoo that's your favorite, or do you have, like...
I'd say this is my favorite. I have a few Beethoven portraits, actually. So,
really?
Yeah. But, like, my left leg is basically... like I call it my yearbook leg, and it's like I'll, you know, we'll go out and party, and then I'll have my friends come back and tattoo me, even if they don't do tattoos, and they can just sign their name or put whatever they want. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of, like, 3-year-olds scribbled on my leg.
That is awesome. And what made you start doing that?
Tequila.
You're just like, yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Totally, you know? It's, we just call them party tattoos, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so how did it get the name party tattoos?
Because you got to party to do it,
you know? You got to be completely smashed first?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sounds very fair. Sounds very, very fair.
Totally.
What is your website, once again, just so everybody can get it?
Anybody can get a hold of me at katvond.net.
And that's where you find all of her calendar updates, party pictures.
Yep.
And do you have pictures of the party of the calendar, like, as well? Like the
You'll see everything on there. It's awesome.
I'm like, yes, because I want to see.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. What more could you ask for?